Chapter 57. Amanda Hurst and her daughter climbed into the back of the Range Rover. They were in shock, but unharmed. Travis closed the door, flashed the Major a thumbs up, and went around to the other side of the vehicle. The Major looked up and down the street. There were lights on in many of the windows, but no one seemed to be taking any notice of what had happened. The shape charges had been muffled, and the shots fired inside the house had been suppressed, and most people were probably asleep in bed. Reynolds and Coleman escorted Zack over to the Volvo. Wheeler was already waiting with the boot open. Zack began to protest, but Reynolds cut him short with a slap across the back of his head. They helped the American into the boot and slammed it shut. As the three men climbed into the Volvo, the Major took out his airwave radio, called up the police commander, and explained that they were moving out, that the hostages were safe, and that there were three dead bodies in the house.
"Sounds like a good night's work," said the commander.
The Major climbed into the front passenger seat of the Range Rover and nodded at Luke.
"Back to the barracks," he said. "Soon as you can, but let's not go breaking any speed limits."
As Luke pulled away from the curb, the Major's mobile phone rang. It was Giles Pritchard.
"I was just about to call you. We have Mrs. Hurst and her daughter safe and well," said the Major. "The cops are moving in to secure the location. We have one of the kidnappers in custody. Three were KIA. We're taking the kidnapper and the hostages to Wellington Barracks."
"I think we'd prefer the kidnapper here at Thames House," said Pritchard.
"Understood. But I'd rather keep everyone together at this stage. Plus, I prefer to get our ordnance off the streets as soon as possible."
"Okay, that makes sense. I'll send a team to the barracks and they can collect him from there."
"That will work," said the Major.
He ended the call. He was being less than honest with Pritchard. They could quite easily have delivered Zack to Thames House, but Gannon wanted a quiet word with him first. The Major still didn't know what Marty Hurst was up to, and the American might have the answer.